Yeah. to give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
Kids, that was Chicago. Saturday in the park, and it was the 4th of July, apparently every day for him. And it's like Groundhog Day. Anyways, kids, welcome to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 FM.
WMFO.
Would you like to share your commentary on that song? your observation.
That's why I played it again, apparently. But anyways, welcome to the Giddy Up on this first day of July.
Ooh.
Well, hey.
Friday.
4th of July. On we're going to kick your...
today is the 1st of July.
I don't know if I want to share the commentary, but it sounds like he's complaining about working at the park and every day's the 4th of July. Because it starts out nice. Oh, yeah, I think it was the 4th of July. And then all of a sudden, he gets aggravated during the song and says, every day's the 4th of July.
He wants,
because he's sick of cleaning the all the fireworks and everything.
Ice cream wrappers, hot dog scraps.
Anyways, it's 2:17 in the afternoon. You're welcome. Welcome to the Giddy Up. I'm DJ Pauly B, reporting for duty. Across from me is, of course, the beautiful Christopher Funny Man. And the amazing Tina Marie.
Well, thank you, Peaches.
And we're going to kick off your 4th of July weekend, I hope, with a lot of laughs and a lot of fun. Whoa. Excuse me.
I shot that out of my buttocks.
We probably shouldn't light them off in the studio.
No, probably not.
I had tacos
but
last night.
We are going to anyway. So, you know, we hope you all are going to have a great weekend. 4th of July, obviously, being on a Monday is kind of weird. Like, but, yeah, what are you going to do? It is the birth of our country. Well, the Independence Day, I should say, of our country. And I'm very proud to be part of it. So we are gonna do some shout outs first, I believe, and the funny man has a lot, which is gonna be hilarious because it's just bad songs from 1976, I believe.
We spun the wheel earlier before we came in, and we landed on 76.
We did spin the wheel.
For your bicentennial pleasure back 40 years ago.
We always spin the wheel, right?
Wouldn't be sick if it hit 1976 again?
Oh, we did.
Oh!
Wow. Oh, no, it was 1776 that hit. All right, same.
Beethoven.
Can you bring up some flute songs?
Number five, Beethoven.
And coming in at number one, in the that's Beethoven. All right, rock and roll, and here are the best of the chamber music.
Right. Anyways, boys and girls, all right, I'll stop the fireworks for 1 second, but, I want to, like I said, want to welcome you all to the show. Hopefully, we can play some great 4th of July music to start your weekend off right and get you in the mood for our holiday as Americans.
Oh, my favorite holiday. Bar none.
Bar none.
It's my favorite.
Very good. And
except if I have to clean the park. Then I'm a little crotchety.
2:19, all right, 2:20. We'll be back for some shout-outs with Tina Marie and just a lot more nonsense and a lot more smiles. I want to play something real quick that is very close to my heart.
Good morning. In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world. And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interest. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, The 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Best speech ever. Yeah, I'm crying, so.
You always do.
Take us out, Tina Marie.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
Be right back, kids.
Me.
That's right, boys and girls. Little Bruce Springsteen never hurt anybody.
I like regular-sized Bruce Springsteen.
Well, maybe he did. I'm not quite sure, but little Born in the USA, of course, because it is the 4th of July. Well, it's not yet, but it's the 1st of July.
In all intents and purposes, we're going to...
We are going to celebrate it. And welcome back to the show, kids. 2:29 in the afternoon. You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful stage stomach invasion at me of Boston. Of Medford, Mass. See, you already threw me off. Anyways, it is a balming 84 degrees.
Woo-hoo!
It's just, you know what it is? It's it's just too humid for me. Do you like my wind sound when I say that?
I did.
Because I am becoming a meteorologist now. I've decided, why not? I do the weather every week. I might as well just jump in. Jump in the game.
He signed up at the Salta School.
Right? Yeah, this is all the school of weather.
No, I'm sorry. This is the massage room. No, this is where we stick the thermometer up your butt to get an accurate reading. You may want to go to the next room. That or way, maybe not. I don't know.
That way we know the temperature outside. We minus 10 degrees from your
butt. They do everything there.
I know. I figured you could be a meteorologist if you go there.
Could you really do that?
It's like $8.95 to go to school there. You get a degree. So put your name on something.
My butt temperature might be like 94, so you just minus 10 degrees.
Bruce Schwegler is your teacher.
How do they teach?
Oh, Schwegler.
It takes six weeks of going there. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday nights to get your meteorology degree.
Actually, I got my theology degree there, and I'm a priest now.
Oh, there you go.
Which is wonderful. Which is wonderful.
Walked into the wrong room. I was too embarrassed to say anything. You
walked into the wrong room, and all of a sudden, you're a priest.
Yeah, pretty much. There are a lot of rooms in that building. It's huge.
It is huge.
It's huge.
Oh, I wish I had that drop.
Oh my gosh.
Are you saying mass on Sunday?
I guess I kind of have to now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to marry us on Tuesday.
Yeah, pretty much.
On the 5th of July.
On the 5th.
Yeah.
Works out well.
No one wants to go to a wedding on a holiday.
No.
Like all those jerks that I have in weddings this weekend.
Anyways, 2:32 in the afternoon. People.
Right.
And this is time of our show.
Weekend.
You don't have to go to one, do you?
No. I wouldn't go anyways.
Want to just go drive by one and moon them?
Yeah.
I want to be married on the 4th of July.
Selfish.
I think that would be... Can you marry us?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, me and you.
I have to check the transcripts from the Salter School of Theology.
Yeah. See if it comes.
I don't know if that's part of my curriculum.
And by any means, this does not say we're bad mouthing the Salter School, because a lot of unbelievable students have come out of there.
They won.
Stop.
Cheetah spots. Don't play. You know. You know I can't stop.
I know.
I'm like the potato chip factory of comedy here. Once there's one, I can't stop.
And that's why I fed it to you, that first potato chip.
All right, kids.
I have a cousin who's partially retarded who teaches there, I think.
What do you? You can't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want to rewind the tape?
No, you can't say he teaches there.
We'll be sending them a nice gift basket. The Giddy Up gift basket.
I just okay. Pee myself.
Well, before you continue, would you like to do the shout-outs?
Mm-hmm. I would love to do the shout-outs with my new list.
Hey, I'm a trained chef! They gave me Henkels and everything. Got some nice knives here.
Oh, good Lord.
I have a secretarial degree from
that. That's why we have the funny man here.
Didn't you go to UMass, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't actually graduate, though.
Who graduates from college anymore?
Yeah.
Nobody does, especially from UMass.
Yeah.
I said, I quit, and I walked out.
All they do...
No, no, honey, UMass Boston is not UMass.
I know.
Not even in the...
I went to UMass in
yeah,
Amherst.
For parties.
Yeah, well, so. I still went there.
He aimlessly walked around on Monday mornings like, how do I get out of this town? I'm trying to get back to Malden.
I'm having a flashback.
Oh, yeah, you were with them probably. We're lost in the hallways.
A few times.
What are all these kids doing with notebooks and stuff? I didn't know this room existed.
All right, so
okay.
We're going to try to get through the shout-outs before me and Chris interrupt you after like two or three.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I at least get through page one?
They're nicely typed, by the way. So if
thank you.
You
I typed yeah. it today. I used proper letters and everything.
Oh my God! Capitalization.
I have a secretarial degree from the Salta School.
Well, look at you.
I can Salta type School. 60 words a minute with no mistakes.
I can type 60 words a minute.
I can type.
I don't know if they're English or not.
I don't know what it says.
I can type Salter in a minute. Wow, they're going to sue us.
Nobody's listening from there.
That's true.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, they probably have a law school in there, too.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Everything. She opened the door.
I went there for radio.
I went there to get my announcer voice. Wow, look at me. Hey, we're playing the oldies here on MFO. Wow.
Didn't you send somebody there to get a personality once?
Yeah. A friend of ours.
Yeah. I remember that story.
That's where you graduated. That would have been funny if that, I said that. Oh. I can't even say it.
Didn't you go to the Salta School to get that personality?
I think they have a personality class. Which is nice. It's you can put your children downstairs.
They have
while you're getting personality.
Yeah. And their modeling school is top notch. Cindy Crawford went there.
Wow. Yeah.
Really? Yeah,
she looks good still too.
Taught her how to walk the runway. If it was at the Salta School, she'd be working at McDonald's.
Which they teach a class there. At Salta School about McDonald's.
You learn to be a line chef.
You learn, yeah.
I majored in French fries. Thank you.
Hey, listen.
Oh, Wahlburgers.
Wahlburgers,
yeah.
There's a big difference between McDonald's and Wahlburgers.
One uses meat.
Yeah.
The other one uses...
What did Christina's tell us about the chicken nuggets at McDonald's? They're made out of slime or something. Pink slime, remember?
I
you don't
they
remember?
Make a paste. They make a
yeah,
paste.
Yeah. They make a paste.
It's not chicken meat.
It's
sort of.
Wow.
What's left over of the chicken?
Really?
Yeah. That's
you just
I
ate
heard.
A 10-piece from there last week.
I pump down 20 a day.
Yeah, but if you fry something, it's good.
I do. I pump down 20 nuggets a day.
If you fry the beak, that's the most delicious thing you ever had. You fry something.
Yeah, deep frying just makes everything
awesome.
Taste better.
Deep frying is love.
It is. You know what? You're only here for a short time. Just enjoy it.
Just eat fried food.
Who cares? Get as fat as you can. Eat as much as you can. Well, that's my take on it.
This should be your sign-off today.
What? Eat as much as you can.
Get fat.
Get as fat as you can.
And die.
Hey, get in line. We're all going.
It's okay. I got a degree in cardiology from the Salter School as well. So if you need open heart surgery during the shout-outs, I'm your man.
They teach open heart surgery at the Salter School as well,
yeah,
which is nice.
Yeah, it's only like a 72-hour class.
It's not even a week.
All you need to know is like the aortas and the valves, and you're good.
Yeah.
None of that other fluff they teach you in like Tufts Medical.
Give you a degree and say, you're on your way.
Yep, and we're okay here because there's a defibrillator on the wall, so we can just bring Polly B back to life.
Okay. I'm not going anywhere, trust me.
No, just in case.
You can't kill me. I'm one of those, like Buddy, like my dad. You cannot kill. just live forever.
20 chicken nuggets a day, and he's still kicking.
Hey, and I do, you know, for lunch, breakfast.
and dinner.
And supper. I have to say supper.
Supper.
All right.
Should I start?
No, because Chris won't let you get through one shout out.
Jennifer Kanarazinski Leadham. Myron Kim at Malden Trans. Billy Roderick. Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands. Andy Ferry. Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield. Christine Atwell.
Open July 4th.
Oh, they are?
There. Oh, wait. Is it a Monday? Is it a Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, because Chrissy was talking about opening day.
They are?
Yeah, because they're...
They're not usually open on Mondays anyway.
Going to the lake, so...
Oh, so they want to...
Yeah, people might stop.
Raking a bag of cash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame them.
Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel, who I'm not sure will be on tonight.
He flew yesterday and left. You know, he's always on vacation.
He's down the Cape. He's probably not coming home.
All right, well...
So Chase probably will not be here from 10 to midnight.
I'm going to guess not.
No.
But if he is, have a great show.
Yes. But yesterday, he posted a picture. He was on a plane going to the Cape. See, I told you he has a private plane.
He does, huh?
Yeah, he flies on a plane to the Cape.
Are you sure it's not a helicopter?
No, it's a plane. It's one of those little chartered planes.
How does he fit that?
I don't know.
In a plane?
Well, it's just him. And the pilot.
Okay.
Michelle Langley Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, David Struff, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti, and Steph Cardoni. Thursdays from 8 to 10, but Danny was off last night because he is enjoying himself in Orlando at Disney World.
Wow.
He's having
a good
time.
Must be nice for all these people to have all these vacations.
We've been on vacation all week.
No, in Chelsea.
Hey, you get a waterfront view.
We went to Chelsea by the Sea.
Chelsea by the Bay.
We rented a hotel room there. It felt like we were on vacation.
Yeah, we stayed at high school.
Yeah, we're at Chelsea High. Captain Wayno. Happy 4th of July to Captain Wayno.
Yeah, happy 4th of July. I haven't heard from him today.
Maybe he's on vacation too. He could be on vacation with his kids.
He probably is, yeah.
It's a big vacation week for people.
Probably in Israel. What? He's Jewish.
I know.
All right, so they can go to Israel.
They can. Kenny Melanson.
I think they're allowed.
Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, Carl the Bus Driver, Joe Breezy Hyde, Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Sandra and Doreen at Sander Network in Peabody, Phil Fleming. That was the snort. Katie Lyons Toddiff, Dorothea Bruzy Hebert, Bob Samantha and Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan, Jim, and the kids on the yellow number 93 bus. Mason Kanarazinski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, Steph Palermo in the ATL, Frankie the Mustache.
We love you, Frankie.
Slash.
Yes.
Unofficial mayor of Medford, Imbriamo. I took advantage of why Chris was laughing and went through a whole page. I think Frankie may be listening in.
Yeah, we love you, Frankie. Of course he is listening. What are you, an elephant now all of a sudden? What's that?
What's he even saying over there?
I don't know.
All right, I'm back.
Oh, it's... I don't want to say anything.
You can't even talk. You Denise. Sound like a Muppet. I can't say anything.
Denise Fioretti, Mamalette.
Yes.
Mike Bessler.
I'm going to start doing Mamalettes again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, outside the Walgreens.
Is that painted in red, white, and boob?
You should start on the fourth. Red, white, and boob. Bzz.
Can't even look at him.
Peg Conair Crow.
I just have the whole visual.
Peg, yes.
Speaking of Peg.
We will see you on Monday, 4th of July.
At Dever Park.
That's right. You can come see your favorite DJ at Dever Park on 4th of July. That would be Monday.
That would be
from
me.
From 9 to 1.
And Polly B.
And I will be giving out autographs of $10 a piece.
Yeah, but won't you go broke?
You're funny. Ooh, the funny man made it funny.
They give free food down there and some t-shirts and what else? A lot of good stuff.
M80s, cherry bombs.
Just free food alone is enough because...
Is it? It is. And the great music that will be played.
Yes. Polly B plays great music.
Because I've been starting these children young to listen to rock and roll music. Right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
But sometime, I mean, somebody did it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because the C-Rap they listen to now is C-Rap.
Big Jack and Janice. Get well wishes to cab number 19, Chet.
Yes.
Cab number 54 with Cookie at the wheel. Cookie, if you're listening, don't forget about the cookout. Cookie cookout. That's kind of weird. Right? Are we still doing it on Monday?
Yes.
Anytime after 2-ish.
Yeah, it's that's Wayno, Captain Wayno, is out here listening to the terrific trio requesting Neil Diamond America.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, buddy.
Okay. We'll put that in for you.
Yep.
Producer, get right on that.
They're coming to America.
Yeah.
Christine Fantasia.
Oh, we'll just have Chris sing it.
Hello. They're coming to America. Love on the rocks.
Today.
Well, you both can just sing it. And I'll do the backup.
Proud crackling rosy rice.
Crackling rose.
Come
it's funny how you know all the songs from Neil Diamond, though.
Longfellow Serenade, oh, for the plans I've made.
I just like know two lines of every song of his.
Well, you can still do a montage of his music.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
So you know, they did the commercials for like, you know, my greatest hits, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how I know his songs.
Yeah.
TV commercials. There's like two lines I know of every song.
All right.
Buddy, Nicole, and Chloe, Bob and Gigi Messina, Irish Eddie, Jen and Rhiannon, Christina Papalardo, Ricky Cummings in the Dirty, Dirty E.
Dirty E! Dun, dun, cheap!
Chris Lyons, Mark Gayhart, Amy DiDomenico, John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scurio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Termash, Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scali, Rosemary and Ed Lyons, Joanne Riddle, I am DJ
Riddle
Flex.
Me this, Joanne.
Riddle me this.
Riddle me this. What is black and blue and red all over?
A newspaper.
Shell Connors, John Pierce, Tim.
Black and blue.
I couldn't think.
It's black and white and red all over.
I was the Riddler there. He has a different newspaper. Criminals get a different one.
Oh, criminals get a different one.
It's in color. Yes. Ramon Lopez, Mike Mangan, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Shea, and Peabody Girl Amy Giamaco Moquin. Those are your shout-outs for July 1st.
Well, thank you very much, Tina Marie, because...
I think that went faster because the list is new.
It went faster because me and Chris kind of calmed down for a little bit.
Tina, you want to do a new segment at the end of the show today? It's called, instead of shout-outs, we'll add apologies to.
Oh, I have one for that list already.
I see lights flashing. No, take me now. Take me now, Jesus. Whoa. Take me now.
What the heck happened?
Someone's calling in on the 3800 line.
It's not coming through the board.
It's not coming through the board.
Really?
Yeah.
You might want to try the 781-350-3264 line. That is 781-350-3264.
Wow.
Chris? That's weird.
Wow, there's a lot going on with that phone.
Yeah, that
press
phone is...
after pickup, so you... Well, more lights flashing.
That phone is scary.
Yeah.
Nothing's... I'm sorry, nothing's lighting up on my board. And that's not, code for anything.
WMFO.
It's Salter School.
Hi, Cookie.
We're suing.
How
taking all your giddy up cash.
Your phone call wouldn't come through.
It's not.
Yeah, it won't come. Well, no, the number's different. We'll give it to you later, but it won't come through on the board.
Did
you call the old number? That's why.
A new number. Try the local number. 781-350-3264.
781. I don't think you'll remember it unless you have a pen.
No, he has an attention span of an ice cube.
Yeah, Monday, yeah. After
in July.
All right. You're on the air and I'm talking to you.
All right. I have to play some music because.
We're on air live. I'm just talking to you. They can't hear me. All right. I'll see you Monday. All right. Bye.
All right. So that was Cookie.
Yeah. It's because he called the only number he has, which is the original one.
Right.
3800. That's why it didn't come through.
Right.
On the board.
Yeah, so if you want to call and speak to us, it's 781-350-3264.
Exactly.
If you want to yell at us, call the old number.
Yeah, and he said, there better not be chicken nuggets on Monday. He wants Bubba Wings.
Well, we can do Bubba Wings. I'm sure we can do Bubba Wings. All right, anyways, 3:51 in the afternoon.
Is it really? Ooh, times are flying.
It sure is. And it is 84 degrees here in the lovely state of Medford. You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO. And play a couple tunages. And we're going to come right back with some funny stuff from Chris. I'm positive. Take us out, Tina Marie. What are we listening to?
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
Be right back, kids.
Oh, great song.
Hey, darling, I could just like everything else. Those old crazy dreams kinda came.
Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, I gladly stand up.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your